Paul leaned against the gate, the pickup idling behind him. Up here on the ridge, it was hard to think about the ranch lazing in the afternoon heat in the valley below, especially when he remembered what was really going on behind the closed doors of those bungalows dotting the land. Sex, and plenty of it. He scuffed his knuckles over his jaw, aware of the rasp. The ladies liked him rough around the edges, and he did his best to please.
Here they come.
Jack Ivor Weller pushed away from the side of the truck, tugging his work gloves onto his hands. Paul stuck his dark brown cowboy hat on his head, shielding his eyes from the sun. The big cattle truck crested the ridge, the lowing of the new livestock echoing across the prime Texas land.
I'll get the gate.
Jack strode over to it and jammed his fist into the bolt. It swung free, and he opened it all the way to allow the cattle truck entry. Paul jumped behind the wheel of the pickup and waited for his buddy to get in. As his boot and denim-clad leg appeared, Paul tapped the gas. The truck lurched ahead. Jack caught himself and jumped in just in time. His eyes creased with mirth.
Shithead. I'm paying you back for all the times you've done that to me.
Grinning, Paul centered his attention on the dirt track leading around the ridge. He and Jack had spent countless hours up here, building fence for the new additions to the herd. When the two of them weren't helping female clients with their sexual problems on the Bootknockers ranch, they were here, working toward a new venture. The ranch was expanding. Recently, they'd had opportunity to buy more land, and Hugh, their leader and founder of the club, had jumped at the chance. Paul was looking forward to this co-op he and Jack had forged. More cows, a prime breed known for perfectly marbled beef. They'd get a damn good price for them at auction. Besides the ranch's most important business, women, they were adding horses and cows. Hugh promised they'd be millionaires if they invested their dividends right. Guiding the truck around the spot of land, he and Jack had prepared for the arrival of the cows. He glanced at his friend. Jack looked like a kid who'd just hit his first home run.
Feels good to finally see this day,
Jack said, running his hands over his thighs.
A good reward after all those sore muscles from pounding fence posts. If I recall, I swung the sledgehammer way more than you did.
Paul threw him a look.
Keep believing that, asshole.
Do you think you're the only one who has ever worked hard for this ranch?
I was a ranch hand for years. I put in my time.
He swept his hand, gesturing to the acres in the valley below.
Who do you think helped build all the bungalows so you could pop all those cherries?
Jack's specialty was deflowering women. Girls who had hang-ups about men. 30-year-old virgins and women with low self-esteem who just hadn't gotten the chance to be with a man. All paid big money for Jack's help. Paul heard he was ultra-suave and tender with the women he slept with. He must be. He'd claimed dozens of cherries over the years. If only Paul felt as confident about his skills in bed. Stowe was known as the Dom from Down Under. Booker was a master with sex toys. And until Damien had handed in his resignation, he'd been known as the Rope King. Now he was busy tying his new wife up in knots, and they had a baby on the way. Paul fulfilled a lot of women and heard no complaints, but he didn't yet know his specialty. Jack punched Paul in the shoulder, and the muscle tightened under his friend's blow.
Every day I'm lying on my back while a beautiful woman rides me. I stare at the ceiling and thank you for building it.
Chest vibrating with laughter, Paul shook his head.
Sure you do. I'm dead serious. Those beams you built into the ceiling of Bungalow 4 are the strongest I've ever seen. Elliot pulled hard enough to bring the whole place down the other day when I tied him up for Colette. Your handiwork held.